thank Wrestling Perspective Network for giving me this chance to come to you live. My name is Pamela Michelle, and this is Total Diva. I was going to come on last week, and unfortunately, there were some technical difficulties that prevented me from doing that, but I'm going to take just a little bit of time now to tell you about Total Diva. Total Diva is going to be a gossip show where we're going to get into the behind-the-scenes look of World Wrestling and its gritty little backstories. Some are true to life, some are, you know, just made up for your entertainment, but it's what everybody loves to talk about. I don't have a guest this week because with the Christmas season, everybody is getting ready for the holiday. It's been a little bit tough for me to book people, but I promise that going forward, we will have guests on to discuss storylines and to see what's going on behind the scenes. I would like to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Blue Chew, and Wrestling Perspective Network is brought to you by BlueChew.com. The blue is like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code WPP. That's WPP. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's all you really need to know. I mean, seriously, BlueChew.com is where you want to go. I mean, Viagra, Cialis, forget about that. Make sure you go to BlueChew.com and mention WPP and just pay $5 in shipping. So now when I say we're going to talk about some of the gossip and some of the things that go on behind the scenes, it's not necessarily all good stuff. It can be bad stuff. I'd like to know what you guys want to talk about. If there's anything that you kind of want me to delve into, you can get at me on Twitter at SportyDiva and tell me what you'd like to talk about. Or, you know, you could always tweet at me with some show ideas if you don't want to private message me. Of course, I prefer you tweet at me instead of private message me. I get some pretty creepy private messages. Now, some of the things that we do get into will be mostly not breaking down matches. I can do that. I just prefer not to. My mind goes a little bit all over the place. And unfortunately, with the way my mind bounces, it's not necessarily the best thing for me to do. And again, you know, we can be as interactive as we want with this show, but, you know, actually, there's a funny story that happens with that when you get very interactive. You know, it's up to you guys to kind of let me know what you really want to talk about and what interests you. If you want to get more into a lot more of the news, rumors, how much of real life do you want to bring into the show? Do you want to hear me do some match breakdowns of upcoming pay-per-views? You know, make sure that you give me all your updated information and I'll let you have me be your guide around the world of wrestling. We have quite a few things that are going to be coming up and evolving as far as, excuse me, as far as when I used to watch it as a kid. I mean, did you ever really think that Ronda Rousey was going to be part of the WWE? I mean, I know that it makes perfect sense for her to be, but I just never really thought that she would get this far into it. And honestly, I really didn't think that it was going to last this long. I didn't think that, I just thought her WrestleMania was basically going to be a one and done type of thing. And if it wasn't a one and done, I really didn't think that she would end up as big of a part of the roster or, you know, hanging around as long as she had. This has far exceeded my expectations as far as what Ronda Rousey has been doing. I had mixed feelings about it. I really didn't think that she would really work well in the women's division. I get it, you know, the whole total package fighter type thing was very appealing. I just never thought the King of Surprises, and of course, for him keeping this machine going as long as he has, it's a testament to his genius, really. There's a lot of things that people can say about Vince McMahon, but being an innovator and somebody who isn't afraid to take risks, you know, he's proven time and time again with every gamble that he has taken that everything, nearly everything, I should say, isn't afraid to take gambles on things. I mean, that's really what the whole success, as far as my opinion goes, of what makes the WWE great, what has made it last as long as it has. And the fact that it's a family business has been, I think, the driving success behind it. Shane and Stephanie have grown up into this business. They know how it works. They know what's expected. They know what to get from their audience. They know when it's time to switch the product. I mean, there are times where the product does lull and you do have a little bit of, all right, I've kind of seen this, done that type of deal. Where's this going? And then usually you end up, once that is with what the company does as far as taking a turn and taking something that really takes the whole business to the next level. I mean, it's why their competition has been squashed. It's really why it's lasted so long. You know, I mean, they're watching. Trust me, they're watching. We all know they are. And it's most of the people that are afraid to admit that wrestling is their guilty pleasure. It makes them feel like a kid again when they watch it. Nearly anybody I know has watched it, and even if they don't anymore, they're pretending that they don't. They still do. Maybe not every week, but from time to time, they're flicking on the stations to find out exactly what the whole little gossip is. And that's what this show is going to be about. It's going to be about guilty pleasures. It's going to be about everything that makes wrestling good, even great. I want you guys to share with me your first memorable moment from when you were little, realizing that this is something that you completely loved, that you completely got sucked into, that you just got lost in. And it's okay, because that's what it's supposed to be. It's an escape. It's entertainment. If it makes you forget about, you know, the nasty day you had at work, or, you know, just everything that seems chaotic in your life, it takes that away for a couple hours, a couple times a week, you know, then that's something that's pretty special. So again, you know, I apologize for the shortness of this show. I didn't necessarily mean for it to only be about 15 minutes. This is just going to be a little bit of an intro of what's to come. Christmas is next week. I'm really hoping to be able to maybe sneak somebody in this week and record something that I can at least upload and have ready to go for you guys next week. We will have a Wednesday show every week. I'm going to try to at least do it a few times, you know, maybe even a day, record a few here, record like a half hour there, maybe give you guys, you know, little 10-minute things. Hopefully when I have guests, it will be more of a 45-minute hour podcast. I don't particularly like very long podcasts. I think that they can get a little bit boring unless you have a complete, you know, guest lineup. We'll see how that goes. But again, you know, just make sure you tweet me your thoughts at Sporty Diva. And, you know, I'm excited to do this show for you guys. We're going to have it go really strong into the new year, and I'm looking forward to it. I'd also, again, like to thank BlueChew.com for providing us with their incredible product. You know, they're cheaper than a pharmacy, and they ship directly to you. Importantly, side note, that it's made in the USA, so you don't have to worry about not feeling comfortable with thinking the product is coming out from overseas. Again, this is the first chewable with the same FDA approval with the active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra. You have nothing to lose. You want to go to BlueChew.com and put in the promo code WPP. That's William Peter Peter. And pay the $5 shipping and handling. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code WPP to try it for free. It's a cheaper, faster choice, and thanks to them for sponsoring our network. I want to thank you guys for taking about 15 minutes out of your day to listen to me ramble for a few, to kind of get you guys hopefully excited about Total Diva, and hopefully, you know, this is going to be something that everybody enjoys going forward. I'm going to do my best to entertain you. So, guys, if I do not speak to you before Christmas, have a great holiday, a safe new year, and let's enjoy this ride.